Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, I thank the Most High. Yes, I truly thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode. Another very precious episode, indeed, of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful. Very thankful to the Most High. Very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity. Yes, it's a very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me. And I'm thankful on this blessed time, Feast of Shavuot. Feast, my brother and sister, Most High declared. We thank the Most High for the giving of His law. I'm thankful in this time, my brothers and sisters, to be able to perform task the Most High has set before me. For he has told me that indeed I have for him some very important, yes, some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. And unto that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, my brothers and sisters, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But after the Spirit of the Most High, we have the promise of the Most High. Yes, indeed, we do. That without question, though his people be scattered to the four winds of the earth, the Most High has promised that he's going to bring his people back. He promised, my brothers and sisters, though we be scattered amidst all the variant provocations, partialities, seeming wise among the nations, he would yet restore his people and create a strong people, my brothers and sisters, having the knowledge of the truth great enough to see beyond every illusion. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? Blessed are they. We have this anticipation. We would not give up on the hope. A people who know that the promise of the Most High is not, I repeat, that the promise of the Most High unto salvation is not after all the multitude of divergent ideas that seem wise to men. Most High one time told me directly that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. But what they don't know. For when men think they know, he said, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken, he said to me, all such thinking is not wisdom at all. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? What does this mean? Answer is apparent. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the saving truth, the truth that sets men free, is indeed, my brothers and sisters, the truth that this world entire has in so many ways, since the dawn of human fall, chosen to ignore. The truth that would set men free is the truth that the rulers of this earth seeking to keep men bound under their variant pulpits and thrones. The truth that would set men free is the truth that the rulers of this earth would never tell. So it's prophesied, my brothers and sisters, would be the nature of the rulers of this world. Scriptures tell us in advance Most High will send Messiah to expose the illusion, the pretense, the seeming things wise among the nations. And he would have to come to restore the true knowledge of a covenant. It's amazing then, my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says Messiah has to restore a covenant, that men discern beyond the mass of worldly illusions. It's amazing. And most have not considered the need to seek directly from Yah. I said, have not discerned the need to seek directly from Yah himself. My brothers and sisters, the foundation so very necessary to attain indeed, my brothers and sisters, to the worship of Yah himself. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Everything I've said to you tonight so far relates to something very powerful. The world in which we live is by and large chosen to ignore. Scriptures tell us that when the truth is wrought, revealed, the Most High bringing to bear all that he spoke in advance, even all that the whole world has ignored, then shall all the faulty foundations, folly, the misconceits that the world has trusted. One scripture puts it this way, the cities of the nations will fall. What that means, my brothers and sisters, is that the various social, political, national, pseudo-religious orientations of this world are by no means, my brothers and sisters, founded upon the truth. Certainly not the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High from the beginning declared eternal. For the Most High has already foretold that he must expose all the varying ideals of all the nations of this earth, yes, even all the denominations of this earth, that it shall come to pass that under Messiah himself, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is so much that men have thought are presumed to be the word of the Most High, and presumed to be the word of the Messiah, presumed to be the saving word, was not. Else Messiah would not have to come to preach, but others would not. It is imperative then, my brothers and sisters, that we understand something very powerful that needs to be known. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the fact that the truth, the saving truth of the Most High, has a foundation. It's imperative we understand then Yohanan, John 1 and 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, where it was with Yah, the Word was Yah, eternal. And all things are made by him, and without him there were nothing made that were made. Nothing is firm outside their foundation, then, my brothers and sisters. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Well, we understand this, my brothers and sisters. The very reason why Messiah was sent 2,000 years ago and must be sent again is because man had wavered away from the initial foundation of truth, become confused after the polytheist ideals of men. Many were wanting, desirous to believe that in their multitude of divisions that they had still worshipped the will of one, forgetting that when Yah said he is one, we must seek all his will, purity and completion offering one choice. But not discerning this, my brothers and sisters, many have seen the multitude of divisions that exist in this world and have not discerned the need to seek Yah directly. My brothers and sisters, there's only one reality. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight, Yah willing. There's only one reality. And my brothers and sisters, the word desires of no man shifts the Most High in departure from the beginning what he spoke. He is the reality. He is the existence. My brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us if a whole world be a liar, if a whole world be divided, if a whole world has refrained from believing the truth, he will still yet be true. He will still bring to bear all that he has spoken. His word should not return to him void. My brothers and sisters, you know, I'm going to get off into I don't want to get too far off into a tangent just yet. But I find it amazing that some people talk about time travel, as if to say if someone were to change something along a present, coming from one timeline, this one, and to change it, as if they could create another reality. As if the truth, my brothers and sisters, has alternate dimensions. As if the reality has alternate dimensions. My brothers and sisters, why would the Most High divide himself against himself? I would say, my brothers and sisters, there are higher and lesser vibrations that coexist within the parameters of the one existence. But by no means, my brothers and sisters, they're another God, another standard. By no means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High allow to be changed. The persistency of his consistency concerning what he has decreed, persistent from the beginning. A lot to talk about here. I want to look at a little bit of scripture. Because like I said, the Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know are presumed to call wise, not giving consideration of all the Most High has spoken, is not wisdom at all. I read these scriptures before, but I want to read them again to explain the context. Yah willing, we will accomplish a lot tonight. But I pray the Most High that we will understand the meaning of Shema, O Israel, here. O Israel, the Most High is one, meaning we must be very attentive. We talked about the last night of that word Shema. We must be very attentive to listen, to hear, to comprehend, to believe, and to obey. But I know today, my brothers and sisters, we live in a strange world. Israel is told to listen and be attentive. But many would ask the question, unto whom should we hear? I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, if they didn't tell you in your churches about Isaiah 49, one whom the Most High says he sends with his name, purposing him, even declaring a vow to uphold the word he gives to him from the birth, calling him by name, they didn't preach to you the whole gospel. In fact, they didn't preach you the gospel at all. If they left you on the infirmity of partial perception. They didn't tell you about what I call the secret city prophecies, which you'll find at my website, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. Secret city prophecies, which are proclaimed from Genesis to Revelation. If they didn't tell you about that, my brothers and sisters, they didn't preach to you the gospel. If they didn't tell you what was the common expectation of all the early church, that you might all have the same expectation, not divided by many pipe dreams, illusions, misconceptions that all the variant allegiances of this world seek to uphold, forgetting that Yah is one and that he has declared one king, meaning that all one day must convert beyond all these partialities unto the will of one. If they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel, never taught you the gospel of peace. I will say again, my brothers and sisters, the truth has a foundation. The saving truth has a foundation. And I can only say that without that foundation, my brothers and sisters, everything that man believes and being applied after an altered direction or agenda, everything that man believes without that pure, perfect initial foundation as an expectation and as a goal makes everything that he thought he knew twist. Everything that he thought he knew. In other words, think about it. A solid building has to have a foundation. If it does not have that foundation, it's easily perverted. And everything in the house is unstable. So it is, my brothers and sisters, with men's beliefs. So I'd like to relate something to you at Isaiah 41:21. Remember that at Isaiah 40, we hear the word of a prophet, preparing the people to see beyond all their warfare, beyond all their contentions, beyond all their false opinions, debates, and doubts. Saying, comfort ye, O my people. In other words, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. How about all errant doctrine and belief? All errant thinking and predisposition. Bringing all things to remembrance, reproving all sin, teaching what is to be expected in the future. We have that consistency, my brothers and sisters. We have something solid upon which to stand. Without it, we have nothing. So, at Isaiah 40, we see scriptures whereby a prophet is telling the people to prepare for a time when all their confusion shall be no more, when all the people will no more walk after the will of the flesh, or what seems wise after the flesh. And if we read further, my brothers and sisters, it talks about how in Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4, about one whom the Most High sends, who comes suddenly like the rising of the sun, to cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. One called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun, if it were properly translated. It says that he comes at the power of the Most High to make all the varying ideals of the rulers of this earth dust before his sword. How about the accuracy of his word? Driven stubble to his bow. My brothers and sisters, how many understand that men will only be free when they discern beyond all the lies? And there's a multitude of lies that must be overcome. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, sometimes in a crazy world like this, it is difficult to tell men the truth, because in order to tell the truth, you have to first cast aside a lie. Very few, my brothers and sisters, are ready to believe the truth until what they have formerly believed is proven foolish. But that is exactly the plan of the Most High. As I said before many times in this show, when the Most High proves foolish all that men have imagined by bringing to bear what he has said that the whole world has ignored, then at last will the world be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to follow and to believe him. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, please understand and discern what the scriptures at Isaiah 41:21 is speaking about, because it's speaking ultimately of Messiah calling forth all the rulers of the earth. That Armageddon-like experience, that if we understood it well, is written in Revelation 16:12-21. Armageddon is a gathering of all the kings, whereby the Most High sends Messiah to expose all the misconceits of all the nations, that men, my brothers and sisters, might seek him. Exactly what you find in Isaiah 25:1-3. The destruction of a city that the Most High has warned, they would not listen. Therefore, the whole world will turn and realize to revere the word of one the Most High has sent. Revelation 6 and 12 speaks about a great earthquake. It's talking about a great earthquake at that city, my brothers and sisters. Kings running for cover, saying, "Hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne." Why? Because they've been treacherous against his word. And because of this, shall not be able to stand. You know what the scriptures say? Whoever is ashamed of my words, he will be ashamed before his father. He was ashamed of before his father and before his angels. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, is whoever would not teach the whole word, that claim to be a representative of the Most High, has been a liar, a treacherous hypocrite, my brothers and sisters. A true prophet did not leave the people. Listen to me now. A true prophet does not leave the people starving, believing that they have been fed. But my brothers and sisters, there are many who would refuse to tell you the foundation of truth, the foundation of all expectation. And because they have left you, my brothers and sisters, without this knowledge, they've left you subject to a fallen system, a ruthless matrix, controlling body of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, wherein, if they had their way, the light could not enter. And the end result is, without this truth, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, without this truth, man fails having a foundation after which he can finally be free. So, my brothers and sisters, the truth that men need to awaken to is not part of the truth, but the whole truth. And indeed, the Holy Spirit does seek to teach all things. But how many realize the need to pursue what from of old, from the beginning, must be remembered? Think about it. So many of the institutions and institutionalities of this world would never have existed and all their diversity in the fallen state, if only man had believed, trusted, and obeyed Yah. The faulty foundation of all the institutionality of this world, the men have believed, will come as a result of man not holding steadfast to believe Yah. So Messiah comes on the latter days. These scriptures related in Isaiah 41. Pull all the rulers together. All their difference. And tell them to present their cases if they can prove that they deserve to be called godly. Tell them to bring forth their strongest arguments, their strongest counsel, their strongest testimony, the kingdom of Jacob says. He says, let them bring forth and declare to us what is going to take place. Can they tell what the Most High declared must come to pass in the future? Even what is now is soon to come to pass. As for the former thing, that which was declared of old, declare, can they declare what they were? Can they declare what the Most High declared? Rishon Acharon, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the eternal truth. When he says he's the first and the last, my brothers and sisters, it means the foundation upon which all truth is laid. Even what is consistent and true unto all eternity. Can they declare such a testimony? And if not, the question is of whose spirit are they? Can they tell what's going to take place? Can they declare the former events or the former foundation? Declare what it is? That men may consider and know the outcome of all things, or let's just say, understand the implications of all the Most High has spoken. To know what it is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And my brothers and sisters, everything the Most High says would, for those who understand, direct them to understand the meaning of his words rightly. But again, without that formal foundation, without discerning what is the eventuality the Most High has already foretold, men take everything that they read, twist it out of context, and try to make it fit their own agendas. And the end result is all they can do is lie. Whatever is not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal, consistent with that continuum of existence. In fact, my brothers and sisters, is falsehood. So he tells the leaders at Isaiah 41:22, let them bring forth and declare what's going to take place. The former things, can they declare them? He says that we may consider and know the outcome or announce to us what is coming. To tell you about the secret city prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that will declare what is necessary to galvanize all Israel. They tell you about the coming of him whom the Most High said he was seeing. And all who would be called Israel shall be confirmed steadfast. They may be one. Or did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, like some I've heard some say, that Israel is just going to rise up, as if Israel is going to rise up without a leader, not with the Most High proclaimed? If they didn't tell you who that leader is and how to discern him, according to all that's contained in the scriptures, they never taught you the gospel. Isaiah 41:23, speaking to the leaders, declares the things that are going to come afterward, come later, or soon to come, that we may know that you are of Yah. Indeed, show us, discern what is good or evil. We might anxiously look about us and fear together. In other words, show us that you have power to bring forth what you have decreed. That we may say that you are godly. He says to those who, not only these leaders, but all who trust in them, they say, behold, you have no account. Your work, your preaching, all that you have done amounts to nothing. It brings forth nothing to Yah. A people never who come comprehend what indeed is salvation, and faith, whose faith has not been in him. Did you hear me? There's a foundation of truth, a foundation of faith, without which no one believes Yah as he is. Did you hear me? There's a foundation of faith, a foundation of saving faith, a foundation of truth that sets men free. There is a truth that sets men free, the truth the whole world will not tell, that sets men free finally to believe Yah. And without it, everything men think they know, they're still left in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, after blindness. For man is in bondage to whoever it is who hides the truth from him, till he finds the Most High who reveals, my brothers and sisters, what the world has refused to know. Fundamentals, my brothers and sisters, that have to be understood, and blessed that they will. Messiah says to these leaders, and yes, my brothers and sisters, those who put them in places of power, say, behold, you are nothing. Your work amounts to nothing. He who chooses you, he who elects these people into power, is an abomination, not natural, after the designs of his spirit. The Most High said, however, I have aroused up, chosen one, raised up, chosen. Not one elected after the designs of men, the varying ideals of men, are seeking to appease the designs of will of men. This is the one the Most High said would perform all that is his pleasure. So I wound up one, they put down the word north, the word down here, relate the word north is a phone, and it relates to one whose doctrine men have hidden even from themselves. One who comes suddenly, unexpected, because men have hid from this truth, chosen to believe the illusions of those who had no intention to consider the whole truth. I was roused up one who was hidden, and he has come from the rising sun. He comes like the rising sun, suddenly, to expose all the lies, expose all the darkness, reveal that so much what men have thought to be wise could still yet be darkness, even deceptive, not sufficient. And he says he will come upon the rulers as upon martyr, even as a potter treads clay. Many of my brothers and sisters, wherever there are those who have been resistant against being shapen as the Most High, would have all things shapen according to his making. My brothers and sisters, he would destroy every resistance against the knowledge of the truth. In fact, he reveals the truth that men know to follow Yah rather than men. Who has declared this from the beginning? That the Most High, in fact, my brothers and sisters, sends Messiah to expose all your rulers, your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, and your elders, whatever it is that they've hidden, the very truth that I will speak to you about tonight. When you look at the opening screens to this show, I relate so much, my brothers and sisters, that the leaders of the earth have entirely denied. You should be asked the question why they denied it. It's reiterated in the scriptures again and again. Who is prepared to understand? Like I said before, when the Most High brings to bear all that he spoke that the whole world has ignored, they will discern the ungodliness of those who refuse to speak it. Can't tell you how many times I've run into pastors who reiterated the same thing to me when I talked about these exceeding words. The scripture said in advance the leaders would not speak. They basically told me they don't talk about those scriptures in their church. Well, my brothers and sisters, they don't have a church if they cannot reveal to mankind the words that will compel men to worship Yah rather than the circumlocution, the vicious cycle of illusion that is this worldliness. The truth, my brothers and sisters, that sets men free should be available among your churches. Bring men beyond this matrix of worldliness. But rather than seek the whole truth, men have only sought pieces and parts. And my brothers and sisters, that's not wisdom at all. For Yah is all that he is. So the scripture says, who has declared this from the beginning? Did anybody tell you that this was going to come to pass? That you might know? Anybody from former times tell you these things that you might have understood that the one who comes to the city to warn it was right? I want you to understand what it means. It says, sure, there was no one who proclaimed, no one who warned the people concerning what the Most High said he must do to break the spell of illusions whereby men have trusted in those who never spoke all that was men are obligated to speak if they're going to preach the gospel. In fact, he calls them treacherous and that they had not done so. So who has declared this from the beginning? Who told you about the event that should expose all the illusions of all the lawless rulers of the earth? Who declared it before that you might know, that you might discern the one who was right? Surely there was no one who warned you. There was no one who proclaimed. Surely there was no one who heard your words or heard this word of warning. So for a long time, the Most High says, formerly, hear me. He said, formerly at one time, he had sent to Zion and said to them, behold, here they are, the messengers who will tell you the whole truth. You need to understand what the word gospel means the whole truth. All that you need to understand. Say, behold, here they are, and to Jerusalem I will give a messenger of good news, a messenger who tells the whole word of truth, that you might not be left lacking, that you might be prepared. He said, but when I look, Most I said, when he looks, I think he's thorough in his vision. He says, when he looked, he found there was no one, no counsel among them who, if I asked, would give an answer. Oh, in other words, get the point. Would reveal to mankind the solution beyond all this confusion. No one who would tell the whole truth, recognizing that the solution is returning to all the truth the Most High declared from the beginning. He says, concerning your leaders, all of them are false. Get the word false, fallen, false, foolish, not telling all that needs to be told, flawed, false, fallen, failing, not telling you the whole word that is the gospel, not telling you the word that is from above. When the scripture talks about the gospel being revealed, think about what Messiah said. He said he had the truth that sets men free. He said, I am not of this world. He said, I am from above. He told the people they were in bondage and they thought they were free. And he said, from the truth, if you're my disciples, you know the truth and truth will set you free. Telling them that as disciples of those who hear the truth from them, they were not free. Our brothers and sisters, again, the word that sets you free is the word the rulers will not tell. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, that's exactly what the Most High told me from the very beginning of what is awakening me. That is my mission that must be told. He said, behold, when I looked, there was no counselor among them who, if I could ask, would give an answer or declare the word as it is from the beginning, the foundation of truth. Behold, all of them are false, their works, their teachings, worthless. At the end of the day, the Most High never gets what he desires. No one confirmed to the truth because they have not heard it. They are molten images. The same thing means their imaginings are just wind and vanity. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, empty. Never bringing forth what is worthy to be called confirmed, complete, matured, and the word of Yah. So at Isaiah 42:1, it says concerning Messiah, you find these scriptures at Isaiah 42:1, also at Matthew 12:18. Concerning Messiah, it says, behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit, how about not just his spirit, but his spirit of his testimony. He declares that testimony to the nations. And he will bring forth justice. How about the whole word? Even what all the nations have and all the nations have ignored, my brother says, he will declare it all. He will not cry out or cause his voice. It won't be just a message from him that will be heard in the street. It said a bruised reed shall not break. In other words, wherever there might be even a fragile hope of something bringing forth life on the truth, it said he will not break. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society that men take advantage of their brethren. Wherever there's a lack of knowledge. Scripture says in Isaiah 59 that so often, those who turn toward righteousness, the wicked of this world, seek to make them a prey, seek to destroy them. Well, the scripture said this one, my brothers and sisters, will seek to nurture wherever there is even the remotest hope of a soul of a man awakened to the truth. A bruised reed, in other words, the people afflicted, but having a chance still yet to hear, he would grant that chance. Bruised reed he will not break, and the dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he will not seek to preserve injustice or whoever will stand against men, knowing, attaining the knowledge. But he will awaken, my brothers and sisters, those who have the chance, and cast aside whoever will be the obstacle against that awakening. And he shall not be disheartened. He shall not be discouraged. So he said, judgment, justice in the earth. And indeed, it is injustice whenever men stand against their brethren discerning the truth. You shall not be discouraged till he said justice in the earth and the isles, even all the nations, my brothers and sisters. So wait upon, seek after his law. How about the foundation of truth, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world for so long has ignored? Let me tell you something. Isaiah 48 tells us that Messiah must come to a people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Try to get down to the meat of the message now. We don't have very long. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to declare the truth the world. I said declare the truth the whole world would ignore, has ignored, lest men be set free. Let me tell you something. Isaiah 48 says, Messiah comes to show men the way that they should go, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, speaking to a people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness, not unto the fullness of all that should be decreed. Most High did not say that he would sanction or confirm such a people, but a people, my brothers and sisters, that he would have to refine of all misconceit, that he would have to enlighten, my brothers and sisters, they'd be found worthy of his name. So the Most High would send one who discerns the error, that he might expose this Babylon and this world of confusion, that men should might finally know and discern the way in which they should go, beyond all the ways of the lawless, the wicked, casting aside every obstacle, that indeed the knowledge of Yahshua covered the earth as the waters covered the sea. This is one who will not believe after what the misexamples that his eyes see, or what his ears hear. This is one who will not believe the lie because he believes Yah. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's 45,000 denominations in this world today, 19 world religions, 280 and counting nations. None of these diverse ideas of what is reality or expectation or any of these alternate sense of what is foundation. In other words, hey, a lot of what this world calls constitution, for instance, is not unto the remembrance of what the Most High declares from the beginning, because it sanctions all the illusions of man. Ill vision, the false vision of men. And I say none of these diverse ideas can confuse of reality. None of these diverse ideas of reality. None of this confusion would ever have existed if men had only believed to obey, remain steadfast and faithful, stable and constantly to believe Yah concerning what he declared eternal. He said, oh, that you kept my commandments, my law, my instructions. You think all this is his instruction? Oh, if you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river. Wouldn't be all this contentions among you. And your righteousness, your sense of what is divine will, your desire even, your understanding what is desire to complete divine will would have been constant. And my brothers and sisters, even like an ever-flowing river, and even like the waves of the sea from shore to shore. But my brothers and sisters, man is turned far away from that initial truth. Each one seeking to establish his own concept of reality. I have some words I want to say just a minute about these folks who want to believe what they call quantum physics and this multiple reality idea, this multiverse reality idea that I've heard some people want to preach. I have some words I want to say, but that might not sound too appropriate to some people's ears. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we cast aside the dung and discern, my brothers and sisters, a word that is indeed nourishing. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 48:50, even say, goes as far as to say that when Messiah comes, born, old to the Most High, to declare the truth that will bring Israel beyond every illusion, declare the word that is like a sharp two-edged sword to discern whether men desire to serve Yah fully or not. Scripture says Messiah will even come forth to say to whoever it is that does not have this invariant and consistent word of light, he said, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High, avowed unto the name of the Most High, called by the name of the Most High, and trust in him who consecrates his conscience, his Elohim, if you want to be saved by his, and be saved therefore by his God. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah himself, in order to defend and declare that perfect truth, must come forth to say, whoever will walk after the sparks, seeming light, that fleeting light that men have kindled, seeming to be wisdom, rather than this truth, he says, this you will have in my hands, you will lie down in sorrow. My brothers and sisters, the Most High intends to silence and bring an end to every misconceit that has been a blinder against the awakening of his people. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, for the promise of the Most High is not after all these variant partialities and pollutions that men have dared to call by the name of the Most High, though they were these doctrines are infiltrated by so many concepts and words and ideas that the Most High never spoke. And I dare say again, to know what is said and not know why it is said is the Mr. Point. So my brothers and sisters, whoever does not have what the Most High calls a constant and an invariant word, does not discerning that there's but one reality, refusing to discern, my brothers and sisters, there's just one eventuality to all things, depending upon the will that the Most High declared from the beginning. Whoever will not believe that is confused and does not know Yah. That's the meaning of the scripture when it talks about the idea about false prophets. Watch out for false prophets. They teach a multitude of partialities, not giving consideration to all the Most High declares, that men have a multitude of differing opinions, not declaring the word from on high, the word of peace, but, my brothers and sisters, partialities and hasty foundations and the multitude of miscreant opinions with which the Most High can be pleased. And said, all who walk upon such faulty foundations, though they come to him, my brother, saying, did we not in your name preach? He will say to them, I never knew you. You didn't get that word from me. Who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand when the scripture says, hear, O Israel? Who is willing to understand who it is, my brother and sister, Most I said you must hear? Let me tell you something. Men have fallen. Men once fallen, once they fell away, have enforced. This is in the ways of the nations. Once men fell away from the truth of Yah, chose not to believe him. Men have enforced upon one another so many lies, illusions, half-truths. Even authority, my brothers and sisters, that didn't want to, if they could, tell the whole truth, because once men got men to be galvanized or gathered together after somebody's pretense, they didn't want to relate, my brothers and sisters, how their foundation never took in consideration the one foundation. And everything that men have taught in all these institutions ever since has been a lie. I said everything men have taught, not giving consideration of the foundation the Most High declared, has been a lie. Scripture says only one foundation, and that's the foundation that's already been laid. If you're not talking about that foundation, what men have called a constitutionality is infirmity. It is injustice. No matter how many often sense of reality, governments, denominations, belief systems men seek to create. Whatever is not founded upon the foundation, my brothers and sisters, is foolish. Men, like I said before, my brothers and sisters, once having fallen away from the truth, have sought to sustain these lies, sustain this injustice, and sustain this injustice, sought to sustain this mutual mass exploitation. If every man pursues his own will without the governor, discipline of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, all he has done is just work toward the mutual exploitation of one soul against another, and none of it is justice. And now, my brothers and sisters, none such irreverence as this could ever be a covenant of peace. All these ideas of diverse ideas of so-called reality, national, political, social, and pseudo-religious expectation that exist to this very day, they do so because men chose or have continually wanted to believe other than what Yah from the beginning has decreed or has refused to believe. So many times when men had opportunity to believe the truth, I said so many times that men had opportunity to believe the truth, they chose not to uphold it simply because they could not find enough fellowship in it. I can't tell you how many times I've run into pastors who simply told me that, yeah, what I'm trying to do is preach the truth, but they say until I can get people to understand it, it's not worth anything to them. They're going to continue to do what's necessary for them to be pastors. Where are they going to lead these people? And have they led them to be prepared for the truth when it comes? Big question. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against his discerning the greater dimensions of truth. All these are different, diverse ideas of reality, my brothers and sisters. False reality. I compel men to want to believe the lie rather than recognize that they've been confused. Men have wanted to believe a lie. And after partialities and pollution, they can still yet be delivered because they want to put the name of the Most High on all the different denominations and doctrines that they've created. They forget that Yah is one and say you should worship no other but Him. And you are definitely cursing yourselves when you try to sit back and say that all these differences of opinion are Him. Men prefer to believe in their differences as if they were gods. Thinking they can be favored after all these inconsistencies, if only obliged to make themselves something far from wise, obliged them to believe what is foolish rather than what is wise. Men refuse to believe that the reality is one and that one is reality. Like I said, this hypothesis of multiple realities, some people call it quantum physics. I've heard them talk about it. It's just a mass illusion. It doesn't figure, my brothers and sisters. Especially when you realize that the present is a collective of the past. The illusions remain insidious, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed in a world that refuses to tell the truth. Because men refuse to believe the truth have had love for lies, seeking esteem for men. And seeking to stand for a esteem for a multitude of people, seeking to persuade men after their very ideals, Mr. Messiah, to go forth and teach all nations everything. Paul, the Apostle Shaul, said, if you seek to persuade men, you can't be a servant of Yah. In other words, if you seek to uphold all the very ideals of men, you can't serve Yah unto the deliverance of men. Man must be delivered from all his misconceits. Man has to learn how not to tell a lie. Men have to learn how not to be caught by a multitude of misconceptions that can be drawn when you don't understand the eventuality. Men refusing to believe, my brothers and sisters, that after this multitude of diverse opinions, they were damned. Men have sought to believe and trust in false imaginations, illusions, and delusions. Not knowing the truth of the gospel of the kingdom of Yah is an exceeding word. Refusing to recognize the kingdom of Yah is an exceeding kingdom beyond all these misconceits. Kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not of this world. This world, my brothers and sisters, is not, nor is it of the kingdom of Yah. There will be none of these contradictions in that holy kingdom. And I can say that amidst all these illusions and false social orientations, only the truth and love of the truth can set men free of this matrix of lies. Did you hear me? Only a love of the truth, realization of the truth, can set men free of this system that keeps men in darkness. The eventuality that was known by the early church was the expectation and the knowledge of the fact that there will never be peace upon this earth till all the lies and illusions and misconceits and misallegiances of men are no more. That all are drawn unto the will to be converted after the will of one. Then will there be peace. And only faith in the truth that he would bring, that many oftentimes choose to ignore. Like if I told people right now, the Messiah, the scripture says he comes from the body of his mother. That when the scripture says he comes like the clouds, he comes in the clouds, it really means he comes like a testimony, with a testimony from on high. That he comes first to a city. A lot of folks find that very totally unusual idea, even though it's written in scripture over and over again. Meaning that just when they read the New Testament per se that cast that imagery, they just didn't understand what it meant. They missed the point, the air. I say, my brothers and sisters, even caused many when Messiah appears not to understand that it's he. Refusing to believe the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, left the whole world captive to mass unbelief. Deceivers who would keep them in darkness, mass delusion. We must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah. One scripture says, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. My brother and sister, man says he learns, must learn these scriptures and doesn't realize he must believe and obey and hear and give attention to these things by faith, asking the Most High to reveal surely their meaning beyond all man's misadministrations. That men have just left themselves in a snare. As I've said so many times in this show, I open this show in the splash screen. And when you first opened up blogtalkradio.com/EDY1, so much truth that the rulers of this world, the scripture says, forsworn they would not be telling you. You need to be asking the question why. And if they would not tell you, and it's the truth that sets you free, and it is, you need to ask the question, what have they been more concerned about, their pulpits and thrones, or the reconciliation of a people cooperative in the Most High after his will? Who have you served? If hearing the word of Yah, you've predisposed not to believe it. I have a lot I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. Thank the Most High for every opportunity to do so. But tonight's show is
90 seconds.
A founding opportunity to relate so much of what is the foundation of truth. How to see past the illusion. How not to be caught up in this snare of darkness. You must remember what Hebrews. I want to talk about that 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th chapters, what they're really talking about. When scripture says, Messiah offered vehement cries and tears for him who was able to save him from death.
60 seconds.
And verily he was heard. Save him from all the misallegiances of this world, my brothers and sisters. And that we should not be slothful unto the promise. That by faith we see beyond all the institutions of man that sought to keep men in blindness. And that we not be so quick to sell our birthright for a morsel of what seems to men to be meat. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. A blessed Shavuot, Feast of Weeks to you all. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Maybe, perhaps, Most High will allow that we maybe speak to you twice. Till we speak again, thanking the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! Thank you all again.